From the Palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Oh My God, It's Hotter Than Hell Outside. You can find out more about them at ohmygodit'shotterthanhelloutside.com. And don't forget to use the special checkout code DI Plus for our devoted listeners. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Brewer. Welcome to DI Plus. I am joined from the non-inferno-ridden state of Arkansas, or at least I'm going to assume that you guys have functioning air conditioning up there. It is the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I have functioning air conditioning for now, yes.
I didn't hear you because I had you muted over here, but I'm sure what you said was lovely.
I said I have functioning air conditioning for now, yes.
We have no functioning air conditioning here.
Although, you know, last year I had the AC guy out here to my apartment about 6 or 7 times during the summer. And at one point, I think I might have mentioned it on the show, but at one point we got a note on our door that said, just to let you guys know that apartment air conditioners are not meant to cool anywhere below 10 degrees below what it is outside. So they were like letting us know, if it's 105 outside, don't expect your apartment to be anywhere less than 95 degrees. And I was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't, that doesn't make any sense to me. And I mean, I can understand it up here where it gets to the great temperatures of like 78 degrees and they don't want you to cool it below 68 degrees. My cheeks are rosy. It's hot. I don't know if you can see, I've got a cheap Walmart fan.
Watching
on the video screen, I've got the cheap Walmart fan there. I had to turn it off because it was making a god-awful noise.
You do look sweaty. You look kind of like, like you're on a modeling shoot and they've spritzed you with a little moisture, you know, so that you look all sexy.
Oh, now I've frozen up. Now my video's frozen up. This does not bode well. Oh, there we go. Okay, came back.
You did. Did you install a new sound card this afternoon?
No, I didn't. You know what? I went out to go buy a new sound card and they just don't sell them anymore. The only ones they sell are the USB sound cards, which is not what I wanted. Or they sell the $200 stupid sound card, which what we do deals with, the digitalization of analog audio. And so I don't need a really expensive sound card with MIDI and everything like that. I just need a really good shielded sound card. And
that would be digitization.
No, I like the digitalization of what I.
So is that your iconoclastic word? Might
is.
I say
it is my iconoclastic. See, in the chat room, Moose says he uses Turtle Beach. I have never had a Turtle Beach card. I've always used the other one, Sound Blaster.
Are they expensive? Turtle Beach seems like they're a sponsor of like one of the podcasts I listen to. I don't know.
So now Kevin Drummager says on our Google Plus thing, your last live show reminded me of this Take Anything You Want Japanese Learning English. What?
I don't. Did he send a link to something that it reminded him of?
You know, because we keep posting all these like, hey, we're streaming live in all these different places, and then people reply to this. So if you're listening to us now, the appropriate place to go would be to go over to Pride 48. Go to the chat room and hop in there, and then we will see you there. Because that's really kind of the only thing that there's too many other things to pay attention to.
Right. So, yeah, the chat.
Although I shouldn't be mean and bitchy to Kevin, because I'm going to Kevin and Brian's house on Monday for a cookout.
The chat portion of the show is in the Pride 48 chat room. You have two ways of choosing to listen and or watch.
Two ways, like asserts with Retson. You have two ways in one. You can, of course, listen to us on Pride 48, pride48.com, and click on the Listen Now links, which, of course, if you're hearing us, I don't know. How ridiculous is this that we're telling people how to hear us? Because they clearly they're already hearing us. Of course, the other way, if you want to see the video of the show, you can go over to Google Plus and either look for Adam or Daniel or Dubious Intent. There's links on all three of them as to where to click to, it's a YouTube link because Google Plus streams out to YouTube, man. You know, it's a thing.
Well, you know, if some people are listening to it recorded and they want to hear the next time, then they'll know.
Right. Watching the video, as I pointed out in the chat room, if you're not watching a video, you missed Adam flashing his crotch to you.
Did that actually? I wasn't saying anything. I had my mic muted. Oh, they can see me in the little small window. Okay. Sorry.
They can see you in the small.
Sorry.
That's
right. Sorry,
you know what? So here's the thing. It's hot. Today is actually the first hot day that we've had here in Connecticut since we've been here. It's I want to say it's 84 outside.
Oh, poor you. 84.
Stop. Born and raised in Florida, 84 degrees is a cool day in Florida. I fully understand that. But you see, in Florida, we have things to compensate for that. We have air conditioning and we have things that, you know, breezes and stuff. It's just stagnant and hot today. And it's not like, oh my God, I'm dying that it's hot. It's just I'm sitting in an apartment with no moving air and it's, you know, kind of hot. And
so, actually, I completely understand that. So we, a few years ago, I don't know exactly when it was, but I have relatives in Seattle, Washington. And we went out there and they were having some kind of heat wave. It never gets hot there. But for some reason,
it's like a heat wave.
Yeah, they were
burning
so,
my
it was like 99, 100 degrees over there, which never happens. Well, these people do not have AC because it never gets hot there.
Do they have a D?
So I was hot and I was complaining and they kept saying, but you're from the South. It's hot there all the time. You know, why are you complaining that it's so hot? And I was like, yeah, but we have this thing called air conditioning.
Yeah.
And I don't go out in the heat. I stay in my car with AC or in the house with AC or where I work with AC. Even the businesses didn't have AC up there. It was crazy.
I shouldn't have said that it's hot today because Steven just popped in the chat room. You know, he's moving here. That was one of his big concerns is that, you know, it gets too hot in Connecticut.
Yeah, and let's see, Wisconsin, what, is a high temperature for them like 70 or something?
Well, I'm going to the Right Now page right now. So right now in Rocky Hill, Connecticut, we are at 83 degrees. Kenosha, Wisconsin is 64 degrees right now. So
now back to you for sports, Jim.
Well, in sports ball today, someone hit a ball and made a goal into a field, which then people cheered about and everyone was excited, except for the people who betted against them. Back to you, Bob.
And another news.
You know, did you listen to Fatty Show at all?
Why do we in every show have to ask me if I've listened to some other podcast so you can just throw me under the bus?
I'm not throwing you under the
bus. Yes, I listen to every podcast.
Okay, excellent. No, I was listening to Fatty Show quite by accident the other day because, you know, I unsubscribed from it. But
were flipping channels and Big Fatty Show came up on your television?
Yep. By accident, Fatty Show started playing on something. And I heard our pot roast song, and I was like, "My God, that was like months ago that he had the pot roast song." But he started a show off the other day with the pot roast song.
What does the pot roast song sound like?
It was far.
Like?
It was long enough. It was long enough in the far enough way that the hithertos with the flickin' jams. It was long enough ago that you have already forgotten what the pot roast song is.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I you know, the name is ringing a bell, but I couldn't quote it.
I'm trying to bring up bigfattyonline.com right now, and it's not.
While you're pulling that up, can I just make a comment? Don't ever sleep until 1 p.m. on a day that you have to do a podcast 2 hours later.
Why?
Because I feel groggy. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm in some kind of...
You look groggy, too.
I'm probably do. I put on a little bit of a bronzer to look a little bit more tan, you know, in the camera.
Right, because, you know, there is a high correlation between groggy and pale.
Well, I want to look, you know, nice. And even if I sound and look groggy on the show today, I want to look like I'm refreshed and tan.
Now, Jean in the chat room is saying that she wants me to tell you she can't wait to hear me talk about the nor'easters that are going to happen. I think that's more of a Maine thing. Although, you know what? New Haven is on the coast. So we will, I guess, be subject to. But isn't a nor'easter, I'm sorry, any meteorological folks out there, isn't a nor'easter where it like comes up past us up to the north and then it starts pounding in, snow comes blowing back from, it's like Canadian air or something, which I don't, it sounds like I probably wouldn't experience it. Because when I think nor'easter, I think like people in Maine, like on a boat or something, like, you know, is that all you got? And, you know, with the snow and the ice and...
I'm sorry. I don't know anything about nor'easters, so I can't really comment about that. And people are posting comments on the Google Plus, and I'm getting distracted because Steven says he looks like Adam Burns when he wears his hat forward and a little to the side if he wore glasses. Weighed 40 more pounds, hadn't shaved in a month.
The question is do you have a Little Mermaid hat like that? I don't.
And liked Aquaman.
Oh, it's Aquaman. Oh, that's an Aquaman hat.
You know, how do you, I want to know, how do you look like you like Aquaman, though? I mean, what, you know.
How do you look like you?
Yeah, because he said,
I'm sorry, I have some breaking news here. A nor'easter comes out of the North Sea and runs down the coast, usually with ice and snow and terrible. Yeah, see, I'm not on that kind of coast. I will be on New Haven's coast, which is right above Long Island. So there's just like a little sliver of ocean there. So I'm not on the East Coast. I'm kind of on the southern coast of Connecticut, which is the right above the Long Island coast of New York. So Long Island.
I really don't care about nor'easters.
Excellent. So, Adam, right along, how have you been? We've become two old men talking about the weather.
Apparently, I have a head cold. I don't like to admit that I have a cold, and I got a little sniffly yesterday. I don't want to talk about it. I had a meeting, and it brought me to tears. Luckily, it was after I was at my desk, so no one saw it. And, you know, you get a little sniffly after you have a little teariness. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that's what it was, but the sniffly didn't go away.
Were you teary?
Oh, it's not funny. It's just, it was a bad, I'm just,
did
yeah.
Did your uncle ask to kiss you again?
No, it was it's not worth talking about. Anyway, I was a little emotional yesterday.
Did it have to do with mittens?
No. It was a work thing completely. It was completely a work thing. Just
my
a jerky product manager. That's all I will say. Anyway,
they're the jerkiest of the jerky.
So I, who knows nothing about automation and just needs to leave me the hell alone. But anyway, it's beside the point. So I thought that the sniffles were just, you know, from having been teary, and they didn't go away. And so I took a little NyQuil last night, and then I slept really late this morning, and you called me, and I'm like, hello. And
you said, you were. I was just like, oh, I'm sorry, is this Adam's trick?
Right. You said, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing. There's nothing wrong with me, Luke. I am your father. Anyway, I thought it was just because I had just kind of, I was watching a TV show in bed, so it's not like I was asleep, but I had not spoken yet. So I thought, you know, I just need to kind of exercise my vocal cords a little bit. Well, apparently, right. Apparently, I do have a little of that mucus in my throat. I don't feel bad. But anyway, yeah. So I'm sounding a little froggy. So I apologize to anyone. Either you think I sound...
Especially the French Canadians. We would like to apologize to you right now.
You either think I sound sexier today or this is annoying you. So to the ones that think I'm sexier, hey, what are you wearing? And to the ones who are really annoyed, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. But I see here, I'm very interested in your first topic. I can only imagine what you're talking about here. Webcam spy.
What do you mean? You can only imagine.
I can imagine you're spying on people.
No, you found a bug
in your office, right. And someone's spying on you, and you're a part of some, you know, government conspiracy.
This came out of there was an actual news story. I know you don't read the news. As the news director of DI Plus, you don't actually read news. But in the news, there was a Rutgers University student. This happened last year, where he left the webcam on in his room. His roommate needed the room for himself that night, and so he left the webcam on in his room, and then he saw his roommate making out with another guy, and he tweeted about it, and then a couple of days later, the kid that he saw making out with a guy killed himself because he found out that people knew about it, and so that's how it gained national attention, was that this gay boy committed suicide from whatever. But from embarrassment or
his roommate had a webcam on and caught him doing something, and it was broadcast on the internet, or
no, it was never broadcast on the internet, the most disconcerting thing about this case is that the early reports of this case got a lot of things wrong, and so that's what a lot of people walked away from this with, were that this kid Ravi, the one who actually did the webcamming, that Ravi had somehow put his webcam on the internet, and that people from around the world could see his roommate making out, which his roommate's name was Tyler, the one that killed himself. But that was never happened. That was not in the accepted facts of the case. The accepted facts of the case were that Tyler asked for the room for himself. You know, like, hey, roommate, I need the room for myself tonight because I, you know, want some privacy. And Robbie said, okay.
Because I got this new thing called a flesh jack.
I'll leave you alone. And then, you know, left his webcam on his laptop, on his MacBook, right? Left his left the, anyway, had it up so that he could get to it from another place. And he went down the hall to a friend's room and they pulled up the webcam on that friend's computer. So it was all internal inside the dorm.
Okay.
And then, so it was just Ravi and his friend in the other room that saw Tyler make out with the guy. And that's all they saw was just a kiss. There was no sex. There was no, you know, nudity or anything. It was just watching him kiss. And then I know I'm going to get some of the absolute things of these wrongs. Then he tweeted out, he's like, hey, my roommate is gay, cool, or something like that. It could have been taken as being douchey or not. It really wasn't very clear. It wasn't like, oh my God, my room is a fag or whatever. It was, you know, it was just something like, my roommate is gay, yay. You know, it was kind of like one of those, without hearing his voice, it would be difficult to understand, you know, whether he was making fun of it or whether he was, you know, blowing it off. And the next day, Tyler wanted the room to himself again, and Ravi tweeted out, hey, my roommate's gonna have the room to himself again tonight. You know, here's a link to get to my webcam. And he tweeted that out as a public link, but he never turned the webcam on. And no one was ever able to get to the webcam. So no one ever saw what was on the webcam. Tyler committed suicide by jumping off a bridge, left on his Facebook page. He was just like going like, I can't take it. Goodbye. You know, he had found out that it had been tweeted about, blah, blah, blah. But the reason that it's here on this list and the reason that it's a news story is the verdict just came down this week where the Ravi got 30 days in jail for this thing. And a lot of gay people on Google Plus and other places were incensed about this. They were very upset that this kid, by the way, they were both 20. So they're very incensed that this 20-year-old kid who left his webcam on got 30 days in jail. And I was like,
they wanted him to get longer or?
Yeah, oh yeah. They wanted him, you know, the maximum he could have gotten here was 10 years because, they took him to jail for invasion of privacy and bullying.
So at the risk of everyone hating me, if you take away the suicide.
And now, by the way, the suicide was not part of the case and no one ever accused, him of killing the guy. The judge gave strict instruction to the jurors that they were not to, in any way, shape or form, take the suicide into account, that this was not a case about this kid killing himself, that this was only about, him invading the other guy's privacy by having a webcam on and then tweeting out public information about it. Now, I think I'm going to agree with you.
You don't know what I've said yet.
I think 30 days is probably, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, so taking away the suicide part of things, if I had, let's say I had a hot roommate and I thought, ooh, I think he masturbates in the room when I'm not there, you know, I'm just going to turn on my little webcam, you know. Now, regardless of whether or not I would have good judgment in doing that or whether or not that's right, you know, I would hope that I wouldn't get more than 30 days just for turning on my webcam.
Well, and that's the other misnomer here is that he only got 30 days. He actually did not. He got 30 days of jail time, 3 years of probation, which anyone who's ever had dealings with the probationary system, you have to pay monthly for your probation officers. That is an ongoing monthly fee for three years, plus a loss of freedom of not being able to leave the state without like letting people know where you're going. And then on top of that, he had to pay a one-time $10,000 fine. Now, I make a pretty decent living and, you know, I don't know that I could just come up randomly with $10,000 that I got to pay to the case, you know, you know, I've got other expenses. I don't have $10,000 just laying around. So I in no way, shape, or form think that this guy got off, scot-free. I mean, 30 days in jail plus 3 years probation plus a $10,000 fine seems kind of extreme. Yeah, kind of extreme for what ordinarily would probably have never made it past a local news story. It's only the fact that the gay kid killed himself that made it a national news story. And so that was all I wanted to, that's why it's on the list. I want to talk about it because I think a lot of people still are under the impression from Joe My God and some of the gay blogs when the case first broke a year ago, they had all kind of information wrong. They had it wrong. They had it that this kid had, you know, put the link to his webcam on the internet and that hundreds of people had watched this guy having full-on sex with another guy and they saw him naked and yada, yada, yada. It was like, and when you read the actual facts of the case. That was never the case. He saw him kiss another guy. There was never any nudity. There was never any broadcast of this material. The only thing that was ever broadcast was a tweet. And, you know, so I guess it was my way of saying, you know, take a pill.
Well, you know, I've and, you know, I think you and I may be in the minority here in our opinion. But, you know, I want to say that I have in the past put up a little webcam so that, I mean, this is just going to make me sound really kinky, but well, I guess you all know me anyway. But I have put up a webcam and just broadcast it to the other room so that someone else could watch me doing something with someone. So right. I hope, you know, I wasn't broadcasting it on the internet, you know, no, but this, no, this but, person but, wasn't.
Yeah, that was with your, the thing here, the reason that it's an invasion of privacy and stuff is that he didn't know he was being webcammed. And that's the big difference here is that you.
No, the other person didn't know they were being webcammed. But it was only going to one person in the other room. It wasn't going to like, anyway. So I hope I wouldn't get jail time at all for that, but I guess maybe I would. Maybe I'm a horrible person.
No, because I've done that. It's easy to say that 30 days in jail is a walk in the park. And I know I've mentioned this before on other shows and perhaps even this show before. I've been in jail before. And let me tell you, 30 days in jail is not a nothing. It's not a spank on the, it's not a slap on the wrist. In fact, anyone I've ever heard say, oh, that's just a slap on the wrist, it's someone who's never spent time in jail before. You have no idea. And I say this confidently because I had no idea until it happened. You have no idea what the loss of your freedom means. It is a horrible thing that I would not, you know, I only spent a night in jail, but I'm just saying it is a horrible thing. I would not wish it upon anyone. This is an entire building of people designed to make you feel like the scum of the earth. And it is, not to mention the actual scum of the earth who are there with you, but it's not a picnic. It's not a slap on the wrist. This is not something that, I think the people who are calling for, you know, multiple years in prison for this kid and for him to be deported are, you know, that's too much. I think that's crazy talk.
Well, you know, everyone has a right to their opinion.
I think everyone can agree that what he did was douchey. I don't think anyone is sticking up for him and saying this wasn't a douchey thing to do. But he's a 20-year-old kid in college. People do douchey things in college.
So we got a comment in the chat room here saying that, I hear you saying you shouldn't get jail time for that. If someone takes video of my sexual activities without my consent, that's not okay. So, yeah, I mean, I see what people are saying. I wasn't actually taking video as in recording anything. It was, but, you know, I mean.
Yeah. I think there's also a difference between sexual activity, like full-on naked sexual activity, and just kissing someone, you know.
Yeah.
But that's you know, one of them can be shown on television, the other one can't. I mean, so it's not, I'm not the only one to make that distinction. We all make that distinction of this is inappropriate, and this is something that we wouldn't show people. So anyway, that's why it's on the list. So I didn't mean to bring the show down on this Memorial Day weekend, but, I was just a little bit shocked that the people who were demanding, you know, so much time for this. So.
Well, and I'm not in any way defending the person either. I don't think that they should have been doing it. But
I don't know. Someone's asking in the chat room if he was expelled from Rutgers. I don't know. I think Rutgers has him up on probationary, you know, like they're reviewing his case. I don't know that Rutgers has made a decision yet.
So moving on from that really, heavy topic there, I feel like, gosh, how do I segue into my topic here that I've got? So I shop at Walmart occasionally. And, I've been going.
Really?
Yeah. Occasionally I shop in Walmart.
'Cause you work there, you know.
Well, yes, I do, but I don't work in a store, but yes,
right.
I do work.
You don't work in a store, you work in an electronics department of a store.
Right. So, right. So they put all this stuff up at the front that they want you to buy, like near the cash registers, and lots of places, not just Walmart does this. I mean, all stores do this. They put these little, you know, items that you think you've got to have up there at the front. And recently they've put these items up there that are as seen on TV items. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever been watching infomercials late at night or anything.
I saw those at Best Buy today. What the fuck is that all about? It's like all those as seen on TV kiosks at the malls have all gone out of business and now everyone's bought their stock.
Well, some of those things, I mean, you look at them and you think, you know, that looks really cool. You know, like, I mean, you're watching on TV and you think that, but you don't actually call an order most of the time because you have to get out your credit card, you have to do all these things, right? But you're
dial a phone.
But you're at the store And, you know, you go grocery shopping maybe once a week, a couple of times a week, whatever. And all there, you know, all you see is like you're checking out and you keep seeing these items. Well, they had these two items. One of them is the little things that you make the cake lollipops. So they're round and it's this round cake pan. I mean, they're round and you. Right. Anyway, and when you get done, it looks like a little
cake
lollipop
balls.
On a stick.
Right.
Cake balls. And you put the stick in there and it looks like the other one is a slushy maker. And it's this cup that you put any drink in and you shake it up and magically it becomes a slushy. And so I keep going into Walmart. I keep buying stuff and I keep seeing.
Yeah.
Right. And I keep seeing these things up there at the front. And I'm like, no.
Oh my God. What did you buy?
I'm not going to get anything.
What did you buy?
So the other day I was in there and I had just been paid, you know, so I had a little extra money in my account.
You were flush with cash and you needed a place to spend it.
And I was like, okay, I kept, and it's this argument that you have with yourself internally. You're like, no, I'm not going to buy that. It's a piece of junk. I'm not going to get it. And then you're like, but it looks so cool, you know? And so I'm keep going back and forth in my head. And I finally, I'm like, fine, fuck it. I'm going to get
it. Wait. So tell us, let us and let the chat room and myself here guess at what you bought. So give us a clue, because we have all seen these stupid commercials. So give us a clue as to, is it an exercise device? Is it a personal grooming device? Is it a culinary device? What's the major genre
of
this device?
I would say loosely it's a culinary device, but I would again say that loosely.
Culinary device, a loosely, is it a jerky maker?
No, we have a guest in the chat room.
Yes.
From, actually we have two, but Q Sledge, he must know me really well. His guess is correct.
Is the slushy maker?
The slushy shaker, yes.
But you that's because you just mentioned, I think he was just talking about, you said that there was a thing that magically makes slushy. So you got the slushy shaker.
I did. And I came home because I love slushies. Like, I don't, anybody who met me at Pride 48 knew that I had one of those frozen daiquiris with me almost at all times. I love frozen drinks. And I thought, wow, all you do is you put the drink in there, you shake it up.
Oh my God.
Within a minute or two.
It's slushalicious, according to their website.
You have a slushy. So I brought it home. And it has
slushy
these.
Magic makes slushies in seconds. No ice, no blenders, no mess. Just slushy fun. Slushy magic freezer cubes get super cold in the freezer. The magic is snowflake science. Snowflake science? Yes. Just toss them into the shaker cup, add any cold drink, and then shake it up. Watch as the slushy magic, as seen on TV, instantly slushifies your drink.
So, anyway, I brought it home. And I had some Diet Mountain Dew. And first of all, I read the instructions where it said it's no problem if it's a carbonated beverage. Just there's a little hole on top of the lid, and you just take your finger off and on the hole a few times.
You put a carbonated beverage
right
into a closed container and then shook it?
Right. But it says in the instructions, it says all you have to do is take your finger off the little hole every three shakes to let any pressure out.
Now, did it also suggest that when you took your finger off the hole that you should like have it near your face when you did that so you could look inside to make sure that the beverage is okay?
It was very limited instructions. But anyway, so that wasn't my point. I know you're all thinking I had this horrible accident and spewed all over the place. Well, that's not it. But what I wanted to say is I closed the lid really tight. So you have to, it has ice cubes. These plastic things that you freeze. And then I thought, what if it's got some chemical in there and they leak or something and I'm drinking some? But for all of you who are worried, it's just salt and water in those. Uh-huh. So there's nothing wrong with that. I put the Mountain Dew in there after I had frozen my cubes and everything. And I closed the lid and I started to shake it. And Mountain Dew just started leaking out from everywhere around this lid. I mean, no matter how tight I put it, it just kept leaking. I was getting wet trying to. It was, long story short, it's a piece of crap.
Piece of crap.
Yeah, you can't. The seal does not work in the lid, and
what could possibly go wrong with this?
Maybe I got a defective one. And now, I want to say,
you know, I think you just don't trust snowflake science enough.
Well, I want to say it did work. It did become a slushy, but I was wet with Mountain Dew and sticky after the process because all the Mountain Dew had leaked out around the edges of the lid, no matter how tight I screwed it on.
Now, didn't you say it was Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it was Diet Mountain
Dew. So how would it be sticky? There's no sugar in.
Well, maybe it wasn't sticky, but you just think of, I don't know, I was wet. That's all I'm saying. So don't buy the slushy shaker. It works.
Don't buy the slushy magic.
The other thing is shaking something for 2 minutes actually is more tiresome than one would think.
Yeah. Maybe it could be a workout device.
Well, you know, it could.
Like, you know, it suggests that you could also make slushies out of chocolate milk. That sounds disgusting. I mean, I know it's just like a milkshake or something, but that's a... Right, the chat room wants to know what's on my finger. It's a... What do you call those things?
What's that on your finger?
It's a twisty tie. Or
a twist tie.
It's a twist tie.
So you had it was around the
cord today. Yeah, it was around a cable today, and I've just been absentmindedly twisting it around.
So that's it. I'm just saying, does anyone else have those experiences where they see these junky items and they just think, I've got to have one of those? I'm sure other people, there are people out there that are addicted to those shopping TV channels.
Yes.
So I know there are other people out there that see these items and go, I've got to have one of those. And then you always have the experience of when you get it home, it sucks, no matter what it is.
Moose says no.
No?
Just a uppercase exclamation point. No, he says.
Well,
no.
Well, I'm glad that he has willpower, especially those as seen on TV things, because they're always these really cool sounding ideas, you know, that you think, oh my gosh, that's such a brilliant idea. I love slushies. To be able to make one in 2 minutes just by shaking something?
Sounds amazing.
Lollipops? Come on.
Moving ahead here, I have Vera on the list only because Vera mentioned me on her show the other day that I had, and God bless her, she's old and she gets things wrong because she said that it had to do with her Gay Boy Guide to Gay segment and whatnot. And it was just, there were so many things she got wrong there. And I don't have the audio here, so I can't like play it back in a point by point rebuttal. But my point is that she said something in the Gay Boy's Guide to the Gay that really upset me. And then later when I was thinking about it, I'm like, why does that upset me? She says shit all the time that I disagree with. And it never bothers me.
Wait, she referred to you when she was having a gay boy segment?
No. This was later because I had this conversation with her. And then on her show the other day, she relayed what she thought was my conversation with her. And all I was trying to say was is the crux of what I was trying to say to her. She got it right, but it kind of made it sound like I was whining too much. But I really wasn't whining, although I do whine a lot. I will concede that. But it's Ellie. Hi, Ellie. You have to say something to make that
she's sleeping. So yeah. I just wanted to, that's Ellie. She's hi, sleeping.
Ellie. All right. So Maddie's still in Australia?
Yes, he is until this next weekend.
All right. So here's the deal is, you know, people say things on their podcast all the time that I disagree with, but I don't get angry about them. And for some reason it stuck in my craw, this Gay Boy's Guide to Gay thing. And so the only thing I could think of was the intro of it, which she then played and then blah, blah, blah. So I just wanted to point out that it wasn't like I heard something and I was like enraged and then I had to tell, you must change that segment because I was just, the thing that stuck out to me was that I'm normally not enraged and this time and the previous time I was, and that was what they had in common was this segment. And so therefore, if you want to know more, go listen to the Friday episode of, VeraSpeaks.com.
So you're not going to tell us why you were enraged or what was going on.
It doesn't matter. She was talking about the movie Making of the Boys, which is a documentary about the boys in the band.
So is Auntie Vera Charles kind of like a genie or something? Anytime you mention her name, she like pops up because you mentioned her name and then she popped up in
Fatty.
The chat room.
It's kind of like how Fatty will at the beginning of his show, he plays all those clips of people that use his name. That's how he knows that they use this service. I can only imagine it is some kind of service that calls them or uses a telegraph to send out a message to them.
Is it kind of like the bat phone or something like that?
It's the bat phone. Your name has been mentioned. Your name has been mentioned.
Yeah, they get a ring, ring, ring. Yes, Auntie Vera, your name has now been mentioned on Pride48.com. Go right over.
That's right. Go right over. So yeah, it's Auntie Vera Charles. So I don't know when Adam will get this edited and posted. So what we are looking for is episode 711 of Vera Speaks. You can get to their website, her website, I'm sorry, at VeraHasSpoken.com.
You know, you always say that, but I've been really fairly good about getting the shows out on Monday evenings. So anyway.
I'm trying to cut you some slack.
It's the countdown to mittens time.
The countdown to mittens time? Do we have music for that?
No, we don't, because you didn't like the what Big Fatty sent over. And anyway, so I just wanted to say he is going to be home in 21 days, 3 hours, 17 minutes, and 36 seconds.
I think... let's see if I can get that in focus there. Probably not. Stephen will be here in 17 days. So
Stephen will be in the Connecticut before Mittens will be back in the Arkansas.
That's right.
It is 111 days until Pride 48, if anyone was...
Maybe we should get a phone call about that. Let's see. And people are now asking in the chat room, why was I in the slammer and did I get...
I think I know why you were in jail.
I've talked about this on a show before. I know I have. I got arrested for getting a blowjob. It was the most expensive blowjob I've ever gotten in my life. It was the only time I've ever paid for a blowjob, too. It was, unfortunately, I paid the state for it, not me. No, I got, because when you're a straight couple and you make out in a parking lot, you get the cop that says, hey, move along. When you're gay and you make out in a parking lot, you get the, let's go to jail now. So,
was it a parking lot?
It was similar to a parking lot.
Okay. I'm just sorry.
The point is, had we been straight, it would not have resulted in jail time.
I don't know if you would have been straight in the situation. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
If a girl had been blowing me, I would not have gone to jail.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, moving right along. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about my weekend a little bit. So... other than having this apparently phlegm in my throat, I like to, when I have time off, I like to rest and, you know, relax and do things of that nature. And my family always has these get-togethers all the time, and they make you feel
guilty. I'm
sorry,
they have
get-togethers?
Wait, how do you spell that?
Get-togethers. They have get-togethers.
Wee-hee, we're going to get together.
Right. We have these get-togethers over here, and...
well, something's going on with the color balance on my camera, because I was orange. I looked like John Boner there for a second.
And we have hoedowns and, you know, things of that nature. You know, I do have to bring this up because you brought up my uncle earlier.
Yes.
So my uncle is apparently at this get-together that is going on right now, and
you
got
pretty lips, boy.
I fell asleep last night watching Supernatural, and I woke up about an hour or two later to a text message saying, hey, boy, are you still up? And it was from my uncle. So I know he's going to, and I didn't respond to him, but I know he was going to say, are you going to come over to the house?
What does this have to do with watching Supernatural?
Oh, nothing. That's just what I was doing. So I feel guilty if I want to say to first of all, my mom's out of town and my stepdad is alone. And yes. I feel guilty when I don't hang out with them. Cause like now that I live here, I feel like I have to I don't know. And I'm saying a lot again. Damn it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Shit. And Auntie Vera is in the fucking
now
chat room.
She's made you, made you nervous.
Yeah, it's all her fault. So. There is a get together going on.
It's not all her fault. Just most of it.
And I'm going tomorrow, even though I don't want to go. I want to stay home and relax and watch TV. And I'm going to go because it's Memorial Day weekend. And not only do I not want to go because I want to relax, but now I know my pedophile uncle is over there. I guess I wouldn't really call him a pedophile because I'm 33. So.
Right.
But
your inappropriate uncle,
incestuous uncle, is over there. So,
this would be the picture that Vera sent you. That you were, don't sound stupid. Stop saying
right.
And you know, I know you don't listen to her show, but she was doing it on her show the other day too. She was saying
Well,
except
I know
she did it worse. She did it worse. It wasn't just a crutch for her. She was just and then he was and then I was and then I was and it was
okay. Was this joking around about the word,
no,
or was
no,
this an
no,
actual?
No, it was. She was channeling a teenage girl.
Can we pull that clip so we know that I'm not the only one that says that word? I swear, I think the only time I say it is when she's in the room. So.
Right.
I'm so paranoid about it now. Every time I say that word, even in public situations where I'm not doing a podcast, if I say the word, that I don't even, that must not be named, right, I think anti-Vera. The minute I hear that word.
So then just say Vera instead. Just say, you know what? I haven't been doing this the whole damn show. I think I've had the volume down on the death phone. God knows how many we've missed.
I don't know. You have a volume on that thing? I thought we had a call
saying,
turned
the ringer off.
Oh, look.
See, as soon as I turned the ringer back on, suddenly we have these things here. Let's go to the celebrity death phone. Hello?
It's Robert. You probably already got this. I have a scene, please. Ah.
What?
I listened to that earlier. Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to say that. And I could not.
Let's do this again. Wait.
It's Robert. You probably already got this. I have a scene, please. Ah.
All right. I think I actually understand what he just said.
Well, we know who it is. It was Moose. I got that much.
Right. Here, I'll break this down for you. Hey, this is Moose.
You probably already got this. I have a scene, please.
Robin Gibbs has died. You've probably already gotten this, but... And then something. No, we did not get it. You were actually the first person to call on the Robin Gibbs death thing, right? Isn't it Robin Gibbs? Is that his name?
Yes, I think.
Robin Gibbs. Yeah. So, even though
it wasn't very clear, we're going to give that to him, huh?
Yes, to Moose. Yeah. Why not?
Okay. He must have been calling.
It's not like he said Donna Summers or anything.
He must have been calling from the bunny phone or something. I don't know.
I actually understood what he said. You know, it was not, and now I'm going to get shit. People are going to be like, well, you didn't take Donna Summers, but you took that. But Donna Summers, this was a technological failure. Moose wasn't talking like that. It was the phone that did that to him. So this wasn't a case of Moose messing up something. This was a case of the phone messing up something.
I'm going to leave that up to your discretion. That way, if anyone's mad, they can blame you.
You know what? People are going to be mad no matter what we do. So,
so congratulations, Moose.
Congratulations, Moose. You got the entry into the contest, and we are going to up that pot by $5.
It's now up to $3,000.
It's somewhere.
Or it could be.
Roger.
Somewhere around $6,452. 39 cents. Let's just go through this one real quick. Hello?
Hey, Adam. Hello, Daniel. Just listened to Dubious Intent on Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
And really had fun. It was a good show. I hope you guys do it more on the afternoons because that's fun. But unfortunately, CNN just posted that Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees passed away today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought I would do Mike chiming in. All right. Thanks, guys. Great show today.
Oh!
I don't know who that is.
That's George in Atlanta, I think.
Oh, was it George? Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's George in Atlanta. Is that...
Well, he's in the chat room, so I believe he can tell
George
us
Atlanta
if it was,
is in there.
Was
I think
that
was,
you.
I think
although
that was George.
He should have given us his name. Because that's in the rules.
Yeah, it should have given us the name. There we go. No, it was not George in Atlanta.
I wasn't sure.
Someone is saying is Timmy Sims, possibly. I don't know. You know, whoever you were, mystery caller, you should have learned from Gene's mistake last week of not using your name I don't even know if Gene heard last week's show where she was like the third in line to win the celebrity death phone. She got Donna Summer's name right. And then, but forgot to say her name.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't think she'll care.
It's crazy. All right. You know what? It's a Memorial Day weekend and we've got lots of stuff on deck here. So I'm not going to play the rest of these. I just wanted to personally thank Ate Cruza, Turniphead, Boss Boy, Brother Sinatus, Joe and Austin, Michael, the Good Humor Penguin, for calling in also to report that Robin Gibb has died. So.
Yes,
and it was totally my fault. I should have been. I turned the ringer off at the beginning. So
But we do need to give you all a collective.
Oh, that's right. We need to give you a collective.
But don't stop calling. We appreciate your calls here at DI Plus.
Right. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't.
I believe this is now you.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it.
Have you seen the video for this that someone posted on Google Plus?
No, you asked me that before, but no, I have not seen this.
Creepy as fuck.
I think my voice is getting better as we go. So maybe I just needed to talk.
That's what it is.
Because I haven't talked all day, so that must be it. So I wanted to talk about, this is more of a rant than anything else, but it has to do with Microsoft SkyGrive?
SkyGrive? Oh my
God. I've turned into Gravitas.
SkyGrive. I'm mad at it. I'm angry.
Microsoft SkyGrive.
I'm angry.
Anyway, Jean is going off to lunch with, I'm sure she's going to take a photo of whatever she's having and post it on Google Plus.
You know what? I'm her friend on Lose It. Because there's an app, a weight loss app called Lose It, where you track everything you eat. So I am her friend on Lose It. I'm sure I will see exactly what she eats.
So there you go. She posted a picture of some lovely eggs in a bacon basket the other day.
Oh, I posted the video of the recipe for those.
Yes, you did.
Let's see, a four cheese pizza and string cheese. Oh, wait, that was my lunch. Let me get over to my
Are you both on weight loss kicks now?
Yes, I am actually down 1.5 pounds. Jean is down 3.8 pounds.
Woo!
Actually, all of the hosts on the Sauced podcast are on Lose It. And you can see there's Molson and our intern and Jean and myself. And Jerome is just being a poo-poo head and decided not to do it. But I'm going to go over here to Jean. Let's see. I'm going to tap on Jean here. Let's see. What was her latest meal that she had? I don't see her meals. Keep talking. I'll find it here.
So I wanted to say this is about SkyDrive, Microsoft SkyDrive. So my phone, my new Nokia Lumia 900 that I got has SkyDrive built into it. And
yes. It
has this option where you can turn it on so that every photo that you take automatically uploads to SkyDrive. And I thought, what a fabulous idea. I mean, I'll have a backup of all my photos. It'll be great. So, of course, I turned it on. Well, I don't know if anybody knew this, but I am a gay man.
I was unaware of this.
Now, what do a large number of gay men do with the cameras on their phones?
They take pictures of flowers. They take pictures of sunsets.
Okay. Let's say
architecture. Broadway plays. Gourmet food.
Okay.
All fine of that. Wine.
But let's say you're on Grindr on your phone. I'm not because there's no Grindr app. But let's say that you're on Grindr and someone wants a photograph and maybe, you know, they want
something. So what you're saying is there's a bunch of smutty pictures on your SkyDrive.
So what I'm saying is that gay men or other men, as we know, senators like Senator Wiener or congressman, whatever he was, representative.
He was a congressman.
Also take pictures of their wieners. So I occasionally might take a picture of my wiener and you know, send to someone. Well, a few of those were uploaded to my SkyDrive.
Is your SkyDrive public?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
But no, this is my beef with Microsoft.
This is your beef.
So I go to log into SkyDrive the other day, and yes. I get this message saying, your SkyDrive has been closed or suspended because you have violated our terms of service. And I'm like, what the hell? It's online storage. Like Google, as far as I know, Google does not have any such restrictions. Maybe they do, but as far as I know, they don't. And, you know, and I looked and I'm like, oh, it's these like dick pictures that I've got on there. So I had to go through this humiliating process of sending a request to text to their support email saying,
no, it's my penis. Saying, really, sir, it's my penis. I'll take another photo of it with today's paper.
No, it had nothing to do with whose penis it was. They do not allow nudity at all being stored on the SkyDrive.
What if you had a newborn child? Could you take a picture of that newborn child in the bath?
No. Their terms of service say no nudity, no, especially no children with nude parts showing.
I'm just saying everybody in the world has pictures of their newborn, their little three-month-old in the bath, that little inflatable bathtub thing. And
right.
They're always butt naked. At what point does it become...
Well, I you would think they have so many users, but I mean, they found me pretty quick. And so I had to actually.
It's not. No one personally went through that. Some.
Well,
that is
I know.
An algorithm
have a skin bot that goes through there.
And now, here's the, so I use that. I use Dropbox because Dropbox does the same thing, right? Dropbox will automatically upload pictures to your Dropbox.
Right.
So that you have them on your other machines. And I turned off the Picasa thing, so it doesn't, because it used to be that Google Plus would send them automatically up to your Picasa album and whatnot.
You know, and I know there's been talk of like, you know, because a lot of these and Apple, the iPhone will do the same thing, and you can have an app on your television or whatever that will display your photo albums. And I know when that first came out, people were like, you know, you better watch what photos are being automatically uploaded, you know, to your iCloud or whatever. Right. But I understand that they have every right to do that. But if I'm not sharing that with people and it's just storage, like if I'm not doing that as some kind of online sharing of, you know, there, and I'm just storing my own photos of me, then and to have to go through the whole process of saying, I'm so sorry, I didn't even think about it because it automatically uploads these photos to SkyDrive. And
now,
I was,
can you turn that off?
Well, so yeah, you can turn that off, and I did. And you also, they did say, okay, they sent me back an email saying, okay, yes, it was because you had inappropriate photos. And they actually put this file is an example of the photos that we think were inappropriate. You have 48 hours to remove these files. If you do, we'll keep your account open. If not, we will close your account permanently.
And you know what I found myself doing after the couple of days of having the Dropbox things turned off is I just turned it off. And like tomorrow we're going into New York City because my brother and sister-in-law are up. And so we're going to go spend the day with them in New York City. So I'll turn it back on tomorrow because I'll be taking photos and I want them to go up. But there's other times that I like take little pictures of what I ate or stuff like that. The stuff that it's going to be on my phone and I don't care about it. And so I just turn it off because I honestly don't want them to tie up my bandwidth doing that. Not, you know.
Well, the other thing that it does is it does upload compressed versions of those photos. So I was going to try to, like, I wanted to use one of those SeaWorld photos for my like timeline photo in Facebook, and my photo also in Google Plus, my little bar photo that goes across. And they weren't large enough, but the ones I took on my phone were like really large. So I found out that the ones that go up to SkyDrive are compressed.
Ah, that sucks.
So yeah,
and, you know what? Screw
anyway.
Microsoft and their damn thing. But here's the bigger picture, or the bigger issue that we have going on here, is that there are a lot of times that these robot programs are reading stuff, and more they are being commandeered by the copyright people. So the music, and like, ask yourself this question: why is it that if I wanted this video that we're recording right now is going to be put up on YouTube for free? So us recording this show is going to be archived on YouTube. It's going to be completely free, and we didn't pay a dime for it. We didn't have to do anything for it. Now, if I want to store audio somewhere up in the internet, even though audio is a tenth of the size, if not even smaller the size of this video, there are no free solutions for me to store audio, and that's because the record, the RIAA has drummed it into everyone's head that if it's an MP3, it has to be an illegal copied song. And so no one wants to provide song storage anywhere because, or MP3 storage anywhere, because it's so closely related to bootleg music. And that's all it is that, so I'll give you an example. I was reading a story the other day. I'm all over the road here. So what they have is they have these little bots that go through the things, right? So this is supposed to like solve this, because it's bad enough that we can't store MP3s anywhere. But then they started getting into the video act of like going like, now we're going to start looking at the videos. We're going to start using these little bots to look at the videos, and we're going to pull down videos that we think violate copyright.
Right. YouTube does that, by the way.
YouTube does that. Google does that. They have to do that. It's part of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. So it's like they have to do it. They're required to do it. And anyone can make a copyright claim. Like, I can make a claim against anyone up on the internet and say, that's my copyrighted material. And they pull it down. They give me the benefit of the doubt. They, you know, that if I say there's a violation, they will pull it down. So there's all kind of things like This Week in Tech and stuff, like news shows that are on the Twit network that have YouTube copies of them. They get pulled down all the time because they have copyrighted material inside of them. They're talking about an ad, or they're talking about some event that they play some audio from or some video from that is copyrighted, which is fair use, but the algorithm obviously can't make that distinction. But the thing that I wanted to say, wow, I'm all over the fucking road, but the thing that I wanted to say was that there was a story I read the other day where people had made a video of a song It was a song they wrote themselves about for a political campaign, a local political campaign. They filmed it themselves. It was all their friends in this movie, and the candidate was in this movie, and everything had been posted on YouTube for this guy's run for state senate. The Jay Leno show had broadcast it as part of a montage of funny political ads. Like 2 years ago, they broadcast it. Didn't ask permission to broadcast it because it was on YouTube and it was available for anyone to view. So Jay Leno broadcast it on his show. And then 2 days ago, the dude that owns the thing went to go watch it again, and it had been taken down because it was part of a copyright takedown request by NBC, because NBC had aired it on the Jay Leno show. They're now saying that it's their material. Even though he wrote the song, he did the video, he did all that stuff. It's like, it's his stuff, but because it got put onto a broadcast show and then that got wrapped into that algorithm that determines whether something is taken off TV or not, it got pulled down. And it's out of control.
If NBC ever takes down one of our videos, I'll feel like we've made it.
Well, if you want us to I posted a video of my cats playing on a tablet, but I used the funky elephant walk. I got a notice from that your video contains copyrighted music in it, and we're gonna slap ads on it.
Yay! Well, yeah, that's the other thing that's kind of ironic is they say we can either pull it down or we can put ads on it. Either way, we'll leave it up
because NBC chose that they wanted things taken down. That's why these people's who their own original video creation was being pulled down. Because NBC said, if it shows up on our airways, we want it taken off of YouTube. Now, they could have gone the other way and said, you know what, if they're going to include a video of something that we had, then we want ads and we want the revenue off that ad that was on there. So basically, you now have a spot, you now have a thing where NBC could have been getting revenue off of ads placed on something that this guy worked and created himself.
Right.
And he would never have known it was happening. And that's the danger of all this copyright shit.
No, it's crazy. We live in a crazy time. Crazy. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it,
melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, that was like an entire rant that had no point. No point whatsoever. I was just like, you can't store audio on the internet, and Jay Leno is a douchebag. God damn it. Hate Jay Leno.
The news. For 2 months late last year, entrepreneur Eric Simons toiled and squatted at the Palo Alto campus of America Online, eating, exercising, showering, laundering his clothes, and sleeping in dark nooks, all while trying to keep his life's habits a secret. Now Simons, 20, is openly sharing the gritty details and offering an explanation that's partly an apology, partly a tale of how an extreme innovator can blend in so easily with other Silicon Valley workaholics. So he says he had no money, no place to go. His closest family was in Chicago, and he stayed there because he didn't have any friends with available couches. He initially had a full permission because he was part of a think tank that America Online was paying for entrepreneurs to kind of incubate, not a think tank, I'm sorry, an incubator that America Online was paying for. And after the money ran out, he stayed behind and lived at America Online for 2 months.
He was actually the guy that pioneered the their division where you try to, like, you have to call in to cancel your AOL account and talk you right out of it every time. He's like, Joe, you're gonna have to leave now. You don't work here anymore. All right, but for $3.95, I will extend my employment for another 6 days.
Yes. So he's now gotten extra, more venture capital money, and he is able to rent his own house in Palo Alto. And it's Class Connect.
You know who else does that? I'm sorry, just as an insider, you know who else does that bullshit you can't quit us thing is TiVo. I'm trying to cancel my fucking TiVo account, and I can't do that.
Everybody does that. That's somehow, sometimes you can get a better phone that way if you call your phone company and tell them you're going to cancel, and they send you to that special department where they'll do anything to keep your business.
Yeah, the retentions department. Yeah, but here, no, the thing, I want my TiVo accounts canceled, but you can't do it online. You have to call them between 3 and 3:05 p.m. Eastern time on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
talk to some Indian who can't speak very good English, right, who's trying to convince you to stay.
Oh, no problem, sir. No, we're going to cancel that. Let me just get your information. hello, hello, hello.
Right.
And then you call back and it's like, we're sorry, you must call between 3 and 3:05 on a Tuesday. And it's, I can't cancel my goddamn I'm just going to cancel the credit card, I think.
Your coworkers may seem friendly, but if a study released today is any indication, they could be aircraft carriers for germs. Sorry. According to
Wait. That seems to me like apples and oranges, right? So your coworkers may be friendly, but they have germs. So
right.
The people that have germs are necessarily not friendly?
That's like a dangling never mind.
It's not a dangling model. It's a straw man. It's a false equivalency. There is like, just because you have germs does not mean you're not friendly. Like, does that mean that everyone in a hospital is
automatically not friendly? So according to University of Arizona microbiologist Charles Gerba, who researches the environmental presence of infectious bacteria and viruses, employees in offices arrive in the morning, put their stuff on their desks, where he says the germ payload is often more than you'd find on the typical toilet seat, and then go to break rooms to get coffee. The two things you spread in the break room are office gossip and germs.
Germs.
Gerba consulted on the new study conducted by a division of the Kimberly-Clark Corporation, which manufactures and sells cleaning and disinfectant supplies to businesses.
Really? Okay, can we just...
Well, hold on. The study, which focuses on office break rooms, found that 75% of break room faucet handles displayed a high degree of contamination, as did nearly half of the microwave oven handles
and a quarter of
refrigerator door handles.
This is bullshit. Do you want to know what the dirtiest thing is that we handle every single day?
Like our toothbrush or something.
Cash money.
Oh.
It's like paper dollar bills and paper bills have just like all kinds of shit all over them. They have like trace amounts of strep and weird other bacteria and like cocaine and feces. And it's just, they're showing your age. Disgusting.
No one uses cash anymore.
No, I just wanted to say cash money.
Cash money.
Earlier that I said butt naked instead of.
All right.
Naked.
So if that news story didn't do it for you, tired of vainly thumping the bottom of a ketchup bottle, trying to knock loose that last inch of condiment?
I am.
There's good news.
There is?
A team of engineers.
Tell me more.
At the Massachusetts Institute of Technology
MIT.
Has invented a bottle coating that makes ketchup pour as easily as milk.
Oh my God. Teflon for ketchup bottles.
They say it could save 1 million tons of perfectly good but inaccessible ketchup and other food from being thrown out each year. Not to mention...
All right, we have to get the ketchup out of the bottom of this bottle here. We're going to take any... no idea is too crazy for us to...
Yes, I think we should put Teflon inside the ketchup bottle.
That's genius! That's genius!
Not to mention saving untold hours spent in frustration. How many hours do you actually spend in frustration trying to get the last little thing out of it?
I think they mean collective.
So MIT...
You know, so it's okay. We don't want to solve things like, you know, commuting to work and things like that where people literally spend hours of frustration. Let's go for the little things that all add up. Like... I don't have to bang on the bottom of that ketchup bottle anymore. Thank God for that. Remember back in the old days when you had to bang on the bottom of the ketchup bottle? That was crazy.
Right, I'm still driving my gas-guzzling SUV into work every day,
right.
But you know what? I can get that last little bit of ketchup.
Bang on the bottom of that ketchup.
So
anymore.
The name of this is kind of interesting. They invented Liquiglide. A slippery coating made of non-toxic FDA-approved materials that can be applied...
Wait. Can you reach to your left there?
To my left.
Do you not have...
No, it's been moved.
Oh, I
Sorry.
Thought maybe you had the prototype bottle there that they named Astroglide.
Right. No, it's in the bedroom. Sorry.
So
it got moved.
They put lube in. Now, when they come out with that, now there's an invention that's worth noting.
So basically, all I would have
when
to do...
When they can come out with a Teflon coating for your penis, that,
I hate
sir,
it when I can't get that last little bit out of my penis.
Yeah, when I don't have lube, I'm sorry, we can't make out because we don't have lube. Oh, it's okay. I have a Teflon coating on my penis.
Or actually, if you ever run out of lube, once they start using this Liquiglide stuff, you could just go in and grab your bottle of ketchup.
I'm holding out for the Teflon coating on your
right. And now we tap dance as Daniel tries to find the birthday song, which he didn't have ready.
Wrong.
I saw you looking, sir. All right, so this first one, I'm sure you're going to get right
okay,
away.
Britney Spears, move along.
Here we go.
Oh, sorry.
If I could turn back time.
This is Cher.
It is Cher. If she could turn back time.
If she could turn back time, she would not be having a birthday.
So Cher turned, actually younger than what I thought, Cher turned 66.
60, that is slightly older than Morgan Freeman.
Now, can you tell me, is Cher still performing?
She performs nightly in her own, I don't know if Cher is.
Is she like some of those other aging stars who have Las Vegas shows now? Wasn't she in Las Vegas for a while? I think she had a retirement tour or something, a Geritol tour, I believe
see,
it
here's
was.
A website here for Cher Las Vegas tickets, but this 2010. So I don't think she is.
Okay, well, Cher is 66. Happy birthday, Cher. I guess she wanted to get out of the way so her new son.
The latest I see on the Cher Vegas stuff is 2011. And, of course, as we all know, we are no longer in 2011, so I'm going to guess no.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Cher. Here's the next one.
So this is Joe Cocker.
Yeah. You know, I never knew this guy's name, but I think it's a pretty song. And
the guy can't sing worth shit, but he does have his...
So Joe Cocker is 68 years young.
68, another one that's older than Morgan Freeman. That's Fairchild. Freeman. That's amazing.
All right. So
I am
now,
two for two.
Now I want to say
that George Atlanta knew it was Joe Cocker.
This next one here, I don't even know what this theme song sounds like, so you may not get it either. But I had to. It's a new TV theme song that we've never had on the show.
Bring it on. This is the theme song to Perfect Strangers.
Well, yes, it is. Wow.
And see? That was starred Bronson Pinchot and some other dude. Cousin Larry.
Wow.
So I'm going to assume that is Balky, a.k.a. Bronson Pinchot. Who's
you know, whatever happened to Balky?
He's I just read an article about him like less than a month ago. Let's see. What was it? Bronson Pinchot.
Well, yes, it is. You are correct. It is Bronson Pinchot, and he turned 53.
Bronson now, Alcott Pinchot is an American actor. No, there was like an article the other day. It was like because someone had floated the idea of a Perfect Strangers reunion. Show. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
How many years did that go on? I don't know if it was enough of a phenomenon to need a reunion show.
You know, Perfect Strangers was a... he didn't have a catchphrase and everything. I forget what he was.
I think so. But was. Now, was he in an episode of Star Trek at some point as a bad guy? It seems like he was like... Maybe he just looks a lot like Data. You know, the evil Data.
I have a cat behind me.
I was going to say, I think it's not time for you to eat yet, Fluffy.
It's not time for me to... No. You eat at 6 o'clock, right about the time that Hat M comes on Pride 48. Let's see. I think he might have been in Star Trek. I don't know. You know, there's a website for that.
Okay. Well, we don't have to take a. You can.
No, I'll go. You go. Go ahead.
All right. Well, here's our next one.
This is the A-Team. A-Team. Yes.
It is A-Team.
It is the A-Team. So there's numerous people there. So there was George Peppard, who was the Hannibal.
Let me give you a little hint. Who are you looking at, fool?
I'm guessing it's Mr. T.
That would be correct. Mr. T. What was his name on the show?
B.A. Lecter, or B.A. something like that. It's like, because the B.A. stands for bad attitude. Okay. It was, yeah, B.A. something.
Well,
Baracus. B.A. Baracus? Is that it? B.A. Baracus.
Obama? B.A. Obama? No, Mr. T is 60 years young.
There's a Barabbas. Barabbas. Yeah.
So
he's 60. I'm sorry. I missed that. He's what?
He's 60.
60.
Yeah.
Much younger than Morgan Freeman. Let's see. I'm going back through here. I do not see a Star Trek credit here for Bronson Pinchot.
Did he act at all after Perfect Strangers?
Oh, God.
Did he
had a movie. Oh. He had a big, huge, big budget movie called Second Sight. And let's see. He was also in The Trouble with Larry. He was in Beverly Hills Cop. Remember, he was Serge in Beverly Hills Cop, the interior decorator. Or something like that.
Well, happy birthday to both of you.
He was in Dumb and Dumber. He was in It's My Party. He was in High Society. He was in Duckman. Third Rock from the Sun. He was in The First Wives Club. He was in Clueless. He was in Step by Step.
Wow. He's had a nice little career.
He has. He's in Hey Arnold.
All right. Well, here's our next one.
That's when he started stealing Vera's job by doing voiceover. She hates him, by the way. She hates Bronson Pinchot. I'm kidding. Oh, my God. This is, it stars Raymond Burr, so this is Ironside?
Well, you know, it's amazing because you got the guy's name correct, but you did not get the TV show correct.
So is it the Raymond Burr Show, or is Perry Mason?
It is Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
My dad used to watch this all the time, and it is Raymond Burr as well. Raymond Burr is dead, but he would have been 95 years old.
95 years young, much, much older than Bronson Pinchot.
And I had to use that one because my dad literally watched Perry Mason all the time. And then I remember Perry Mason got older and had a comeback for a while.
Much like Matlock, yes.
Matlock didn't have a comeback, but anyway, he had a comeback on TV and they had that new Perry Mason show. I don't know if it was a show.
I'm sorry. Perhaps you mean Matlock hasn't had a comeback yet.
He is old. I don't know if he's going to have an... Anyway.
No, I do remember, because I didn't watch the original Perry Mason other than in reruns, but I do remember that, because it was on Nick at Night, but I do remember the reboot, you know, the comeback, and Raymond Burr had become so enfeebled that he could no longer carry his frame around because he was so large.
Why would he carry a frame around?
I'm just saying he had no strength to carry himself around. He was that feeble. And so all the scenes with him and Della Reese, he would have to be in the back of a car so that he would just basically drive into every scene with his arm out the car. Della, and like.
Well, I know he was much more rotund in the reboot than he was in the original. I will say that. Much like the guy who was in.
I am being told by our Hollywood historian here that Raymond Burr was a homosexual.
Oh, well, I was going to say, much like the guy who was in the Planet of the Apes movie with, the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Mark Wahlberg?
No, the old guy who was like a really famous actor from a long time ago and got incredibly fat.
Oh, and yeah, he was in Island of Dr. Moreau, dude. I'll get it here in a second. He had his own island. He was crazy.
Right.
And it wasn't Dom DeLuise.
But he was famous from back in the day.
Marlon Brando.
Yes, and he was a heartthrob, like a sexy heartthrob back in the day, and then he got fat. All right, so here's the next one. Happy birthday, Raymond, even though you're dead. So
Happy
here's the next
birthday,
one.
Happy birthday, Raymond Burr. Is this SeaQuest?
No.
No.
It's got a very pretty trumpet part in it.
Yeah. This is one of those nighttime dramas, right?
Yeah, John Forsythe is in it, I can tell you that.
John Forsythe. All right, I got nothing.
Linda Evans.
Oh, is this Dynasty?
Yes.
You know, I never watched that show, so...
Okay, well, this person was one of the lead characters in Dynasty.
So, John Forsythe?
No, I didn't mention this person's name. It's a woman.
She's the one with the pads, then. The woman with the pads.
Got in a fight with Linda Evans all the time.
I don't know her name. Linda something.
Joan Collins.
Joan Collins. I wanted to say Joan Crawford, and I was just like...
Is that you playing that?
I was playing Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. So Joan Collins. She's the one Joan with the Collins. British... Is she British? I don't know. All those Jones seem to have British accents. Anyway.
You know, she could be like Madonna where she has that fake British accent.
Yeah. So anyway, Joan Collins turned 79.
79.
All right. So while I'm doing this, could you pull up the Pride 48 birthdays? Do you know how
where
to get
do
to
I
that?
Find that? I don't know how to get to that. Can someone put a link in the
Can
chat
room? Can someone put a link in the chat room while we do the last one? Because I forgot to pull it up, and we know that I can't multitask. So
you cannot.
Someone please put that in there for me and let Daniel pull that up. So our last one, you should get this fairly easy, I think.
Oh, that but means I won't get it.
You may want to string it out just a little bit.
This would be Austin Powers.
It would be.
So that, I'm guessing it's Mike. Mike. What's his name? Mike Moore? No, not Mike Moore. It's
Am I supposed to? What is that Bigglesworth that you've got on your lap there?
No,
Bigglesworth.
Just really wants to, feels like talking today, I guess.
So, much like Donna Summer, who died.
Mike Myers. I just read it in the chat room.
Yeah, it's Mike Myers. And I know some people may not know whether it's Meyer or Myers, because those pluralized last names are just so hard to remember. But anyway, Mike.
All right, so I have the list up now.
Mike, well, anyway, I was going to say Mike Myers turned 49 years old.
49 years young today.
Yes.
So Pride 48 wise, I should have known this because I heard it on Fatty, when I accidentally heard Fatty's show the other day. So I would say Apollonius is his birthday, and Nessa is Nessa's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to both of you. And may you have many, 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 many more.
Because you've already covered Wendy's and...
Yes, we covered Wendy's last week.
Excellent. So there you go. Happy birthday, Nessa. Happy birthday, Apollonius. And there you go. Happy birthday, everyone. It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to ya. 3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact. I always fuck that up. It's 3, 2, 1.
You know, I was sitting there thinking, I played that whole theme song and everything, and did we have any contact this week?
Whatever. I love that theme song, though. Actually, we do. We have an email here that came in. I forgot to read it last week. But, you know, if you'd like to send us a voice, you know what? I'll go ahead and play the other. We had other death phone calls. I'll play those in this segment because, you know, we're running late. We need to get out of here because Hat M's got to come on and do his little Mexican show. So this is what I want to say. This email came in from Kathy Marshall, and she says, let's see. What does she say? She sent me this. It's a comparison of Dropbox, G Drive, and SkyDrive. I wanted to stick up for poor Adam, who was actually right, although you have good reason to be confused. When SkyDrive was the cloud component of Live Mesh, it was cloud only, no local files. Now SkyDrive syncs local files with the cloud. The article I'm sending is a pretty good comparison of all three. Not that I know anything about this. She's kidding, by the way. And so there you go. So the she was sending a long time ago. I said, "Oh, SkyDrive doesn't do the same thing as Dropbox and the other ones."
Right, and she was saying that I
did, and she was saying that you were correct, but then she also said that I have a right to be confused because it used to work the way I said, and then now they've changed it to work the way that you
But
say.
I think I did say that on the show. If we recall back, I think I might have said, yeah, I think it used to be that way, Daniel, but I believe it has changed.
Correct.
Is what
and
I
then
said.
So I exchanged a couple of things with her, and she says, by the way, you asked about things to do in Connecticut. I lived in New Haven once a long time ago, and I used to fish for eels in the Connecticut River using electrodes. You put on your rubber waders. You slog out into the Connecticut River, then you push the electrodes into the sandy river bottom. All kinds of fish, including lamprey eels, boil to the surface. I think that you need a special fishing license to do this. It might be illegal otherwise, or maybe it's illegal even with a license.
Wait, one of the things that she says you should do in Connecticut is
to put on my waders, which I have to put that on my list to A, buy some waders. I don't have any, but... And some electrodes.
Fish
and go out
for
into
eels
the Connecticut
with
River.
And I like the way she says they boil to the surface. I don't think you even have to cook your eels when you're done. They're cooked by the time they make it to the surface. So you can just eat your eels right there in your waders.
And she said, well, it may be illegal. So then she's a friend of mine used to use eels in his research. He was in the biology department. If he had been in the English department, I think we would have been worried. Needless to say, he wasn't using the eels to test makeup. Bunnies are used for that. Although the thought of an eel wearing lipstick is oddly obscene and maybe even funny. And then she goes on to say, in New Haven, the Yaleys all thought that she was a townie, which I guess I'm is that a thing now that I'm going to be a
townie? Is that a word for someone that lives in the city?
Right. I mean, I'm not a Yaley because I don't talk like this. So I guess I'm going to be a townie there. And then she says something that this is the main reason that I wanted to read this here is that it drove me crazy that the stores in Connecticut were closed on Sunday and in the evenings. You had to plan your eating and drinking very carefully. Plus, if you were like me and you enjoyed a gin gimlet, you couldn't buy a goddamn line in the package store where the booze was sold. You had to go to a grocery store to get the limes, and then you couldn't buy a bottle of gin in the grocery store. You had to go to the fucking package store, and neither one was open at night. So, and it's true. I
Nor
wanted some yogurt.
Could you get some yogurt at night?
I wanted some yogurt, and I had to just wanted some yogurt. That's all I wanted. So anyway, thank you, Kathy, for sticking up for Adam, and and B for
you know, because I want to say there is not near enough sticking up for Adam in this world, and
there's not.
And you know, anyone who wants to stick up for me, go right ahead.
They want me to read that in the Yale English. No, I won't do that. Let's listen to our voicemail.
You know who you
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser.
Yeah, RT Cruiser.
Celebrity death phone. Eugene Polly, inventor of the wireless remote control, dead. I hope Donna Schultz is going to be okay. Bye.
So, yeah, Eugene Pollywog or something?
The inventor. Now, this one, I would like for us to give him this one because I heard this. And
the inventor of the
remote control. I mean, who doesn't use a remote control? I mean, who doesn't have like 10 remote controls on their coffee table and think, fuck, I wish I just had one. And you like go through all of them. The inventor of the remote control. I totally.
There you go. RT Cruiser wins an entry into the contest there for Pollywog.
Are you even writing these down anymore?
Pollywally doodle all the day. You know, I'm going to make a spreadsheet for that. But here's how I thought. You know what? Steven has to make a 20-something hour drive across the country. Maybe he could just listen to all of our back episodes and write down.
Because not only do we have all these episodes, but we don't put them at one place in the show. We put them throughout the entire show, which means somebody's going to have to listen to the whole show.
Yeah. God forbid someone have to do that. All right, let's go to the next phone call here.
Pauly Shore. Dead. Serious about In the Army Now sequel. That should count. His career's over.
Pauly Shore.
He's not real. I don't think he's really dead. Yeah, I think that was just a joke.
Dead. Yeah, I think I'll see. Pauly Shore is dead. And I don't know who that was from Raleigh, North Carolina. They didn't say who they were.
It was a familiar sounding voice, but.
Pauly Shore. Isn't Moose the only person we know in Raleigh?
I didn't know where Moose was until you just revealed that to the audience, so.
Oh, I'll probably get in trouble for that, too. Let's see. Born February 1st, 1968. He is 44 years old. There's no death date here. Paul Montgomery Shore is an American comedian and actor who starred in several comedy films in the 1980s and blah, blah, blah.
We're getting all kinds of chatter in the chat room saying that
was
Moose P.
It was indeed Moose. All right, and then here's our other voicemail here. Let's see.
Hello, boys. I'm calling in the celebrity death phone. I'm sure this is already called in. But
does he not sound drunk off his ass?
No.
Oh, boy. This is our manager, Joey L. Boohacker III. I think L stands for lush in this case.
Hello, boys. I'm calling on the celebrity death phone. I'm sure this is already called in, but Janet Carroll, an actress, Janet Carroll, passed away at the age of 71. You might remember her. Probably the best you remember is Risky Business, the movie where Tom Cruise, has the whorehouse thing running.
Yes.
She played his mother. She was also married with children in Melrose Place and shit like that. So, yeah, died at 71. That's it. Bye. Oh, this is Joey Boohacker.
Joey L. Boohacker III. Janet Carroll, do you remember her?
I don't. Is she like a character actress, one of those that played little bit parts that you wouldn't necessarily remember her name, but you'd know who she was if you saw her?
Yeah, probably. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what she may... I don't think Risky Business wasn't the big... You know what? She was in Brothers and Sisters. She was in an episode of Brothers and Sisters.
What'd she play?
Sloane Donaldson.
I don't know.
She was on Scrubs, on one episode of Scrubs. She played Bonnie Cook. I'm looking at the IMDb.
Did she play the mother?
I don't know.
Did she play Sally Field's mother?
I don't know. No. Donaldson? Was that Sally Field's name? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm looking at pictures of her. She looks really familiar, but...
Yeah, she's one of those people. We'll give it to her. So Joey L. Boohacker III. That's Janet Carroll. Character actor. You just say character actress. Look it up. That's what you should have said. Character actor. Look it up.
She has a website, janetcarroll.net.
That's right. Don't call the number on that. We have very bad luck about that. All right. And then this is another one that came in here.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the celebrity death line?
Are you
masturbating?
Well,
I'm calling up to win yet again.
Yes.
That Gib guy. From the Bee Gees.
From the Bee Gees.
Is dead. D-E-A-dead.
D-E-A-dead. There's too many letters.
Okay. Wow. I can't say too much more.
Because?
I had a lot of comments about your last ridiculous show.
ridiculous show.
I'm hiding in the toilets at uni while I record this.
Oh, yeah, uni.
Okay, this is Scotty, a little Aussie battler.
I now understand. He's not actually masturbating. He's hanging out. He's running like a glory hole in the toilet stall at
he's
uni.
He's not masturbating yet.
He's not masturbating yet. That's what it is. Excellent. So play us out.
So, I did want to say I did get a photo in Google Plus from Gravitas.
Oh, that's right.
Very nice looking. I didn't tell him. Handsome Asian man.
He was the one in the sarong in the back.
With another handsome Asian man next to him.
Now he says that he's the one on the right with the camera, and you know that that's not true, right?
I don't know what he looks like. They're both handsome. I don't know what group. No, I don't know because I don't know what he looks like.
Now, Gravitas is the one on the left without the camera. So Gravitas is the one with the two little, he'll kill me for not knowing this. Some kind of goofy bird tattoos on his shoulders there.
Okay, I'll have to say they're both nice looking, but I'm glad that you've told me that he's the one on the, he's very nice looking. Why don't you come to Pride 48? I'll add you to my list.
Silence! I kill you!
Play us out!
3, 2, 1!
Wow. All right. We have just been babbling on here forever. And, we need to get out of here because it's that thing.
Katie, Ellie was asleep, laying on the floor, and Katie needed to get by, and Katie just walked right the fuck over her. Like,
walked
the fuck right over Ellie. Like, bitch, you're in my way. I'm just walking the fuck over you. That's all she said.
So I just had this one that this doesn't really fall into anything. It wasn't really contact because I don't think it's right to put it there, and it's kind of esoteric. So I didn't know what segment to put this in. So I guess I'll just do it here. Let me find it. I'm stalling while I'm trying to find it. Were you by any chance walking down the road to Castle Crag on Friday?
No, I wasn't.
Because. I was just curious.
Should I have been?
If you were. I got to go over here and see what that thing is, and then I got to move this down here. And this is a very seamless ending to the show, isn't it? No, I was just curious if you had been walking down there, because I was reading here. This is in the missed connections section. Here is let's see. You were walking down the road to Castle Craig on Friday. I passed by in my car, and I caught you take another glance in my rearview mirror. Let me know what kind of car I was in if you want to talk more sometime. No expectations.
If this person is hot, though, I was there.
I just thought maybe, you know, they had gotten confused, you know, when from last week when you were live on Craigslist. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Join us on the... give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587. That is
229.
You take your Electra, you put some waders on, and you walk out into the river. And then you email us
and those things
by sticking
come
the Electra.
Boiling up to the top.
Our email comes up to the top, contact at DBS. So anyway, I'm heading to New York City tomorrow, and then I have a lovely Monday barbecue over at Brian and Kevin Danbury's with a bunch of other folks.
And I'm having a lovely barbecue with my inappropriate uncle.
It will be a weekend for all. So thanks, everyone, for listening around. Make sure you stick around. It sounds like in another 10, 15 minutes or so, that Mexican dude is going to come on to Pride 48, and you can
Yay!
See him. He's... Bye.
Good night.